Thanks for listening to Jets fifth quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.
Yeah, Elijah Moore is in the concussion protocol, and Tyler Croft is being evaluated for ribs.
Robert, last week you seemed to have some things positive to take away, even though it was a loss. This one doesn't feel like that.
I mean, there's always going to be things positive that you can take out of stuff. Defense, I thought, settled down, did a really nice job, had a good goal line stand, got the ball. We got a tip ball on a block on a punt. Gave ourselves a chance at the logo. But we play hard, but playing hard's not good enough sometimes. So we got to be much more proficient, much more precise in the way we operate.
Robert, what's wrong with the offense?
I want to say one thing, but I wish it was one thing. You know, it's just at all three levels and just spreading the wealth with regards to precision, from O-line, route running, quarterback, playing in rhythm. It's play caller, making sure that it's just everybody, and we've all got to look in the mirror. We've all got to find a way to play better on Sunday, because during the week, it's the execution is very high during the week, and we've got to find a way to bring it to Sunday and execute at the high level that we're practicing at. Otherwise, these games are going to happen.
There were 5 sacks today. I think Zach got hit 8 times, but there were a couple other ones where he was crushed and all that stuff. I mean, when you combine that with the fact that the receivers also dropped probably 5 or 6 passes today, I mean, is this stunting Zach Wilson's development?
No, I wouldn't say it's stunting. That's what I'm talking about. It goes across the board. Receivers catch the ball, O-line protect, quarterback get rid of the ball in rhythm. It's everybody. We had opportunities in the first half. Zach has a really good scramble. We have a chance to get inside the 10-yard line. Then we get a delay game that knocks us out of field goal range. I mean, we've got to play cleaner. And so there's a lot of things where you can look at the game and say, hey, we've had our ops. But at the same time, if we're not cashing in on those ops, it doesn't really matter.
Robert, you've been outscored 46-3 in the first half of these games. That would seem to indicate that there's something, the team's not prepared. Like, how do you explain that lopsided?
No, I don't know about prepared. Obviously, we're always going to look in the mirror at ourselves first, right? And everything starts with coaching. But, we come out. I know we're playing with a heck of a lot of energy. And we've got to cash in on, as an offense, and give ourselves a chance to possess the ball and put ourselves in position to score. We're right there to convert 10-3, and it's a game. Instead, we have to punt, and we're playing the field position battle again. But you're right. We do got to be better coming out the gates. We got to start faster. But that's a organizational thing.
Robert, offensively, you guys are averaging 6 points a game for the 3 weeks. Do you feel that this things are broken right now because of the number of areas that you said you guys are kind of failing in?
No, because it's it's execution. There's a lot of things that obviously when you are averaging 6 points a game, it is you could easily say it's broken. But at the same time, we've got a lot of young guys out there. But then we've got to execute. We've got to cash in when those opportunities come. And there's clean pockets. Quarterback's got to stay in there, throw the ball. Receivers got to catch it. It just seems like every play, it's one breakdown from one different position, and coaches included. And eventually, we got to piece this together and execute.
Robert, what happened on the delay game on the field goal?
We've got to transition faster into field goal. We're looking for a shot clock reset with the ball being way downfield and all that stuff, but obviously they're not going to give it to us. They're standing over the ball, but we still got to operate a lot faster. I'm going to start with coaching on that one. We got to get guys on and off the field faster, and we got to get the ball off.
And 8 penalties today, and several of them of the killer variety. Is that discipline in your eyes? Is that what led to that kind of breakdown today?
It's a combination of both. I wouldn't say discipline. We got another rough in the passer penalty with Shaq. We had a taunting penalty with Hardy. We had an offsides with the D-line. Just silly penalties that don't need to happen. I'm with you on that one, and I know we're better than that, and we'll get better.
What's your message? What do you say to them after this? So, 23-26 nothing, obviously, after what happened last week, too.
Yeah. Playing hard and playing with great effort isn't just going to cut it. That's the first step. Now, we talk about effort, technique, and then the violence at which we do it. And the technique part, the execution part, the precision part, offense, defense, special teams, everyone, coaches, everybody operating at a very high level, a very precise level, is what wins football games. And we're missing that part of it right now, and we got to get that one together quick.
Everyone understands, you're playing a lot of young people, a lot of rookies. It's a rebuilding type situation. But yet, there seems to be regression, which would seem to be alarming. How do you feel about
that? I wouldn't call it regression, Rich. That's a fair question. It could, to the naked eye, we've played three really good football teams, three really good defenses. Carolina's undefeated. Denver's undefeated. All three of them have top five defenses. So this has been a rough indoctrination for the quarterback in our offense. But at the same time, you do expect plays to be made and progression to be made. And you're not wrong. But at the same time, I don't think it's regression at all.
How do you keep the players that are in that locker room? Because, a number of those guys were here last year. To get into the here we go again mindset. This was a 2-14 team last year, 0-3 now this year, and coming off back-to-back games where it wasn't really close.
Yeah. Well, the one thing that I can count on is that the fact that these guys are professional, man. We got great character in this locker room, and these are professionals. I have yet to be part of a team or have ever seen a team that just folds and quits. I mean, it's three games of a 17-game season, so there's a heck of a lot of football to be played. And anytime you step on the football field, whether you're a coach or a player, the expectation is you put out your absolute best. And so with regards to folding tents, it's not even worth a discussion.
Robert, do you need some guys to make a play for Zach? I mean, there were some probably drops in this game. It doesn't seem like anyone's kind of making that play for him, sort of like we saw Denver do some things for Teddy today.
Yeah, it's all position groups, right? So, when the pockets, it seems like when the pocket's clean and the quarterback gets out in rhythm, make a play. When the pocket breaks down, the kid makes a play. It's everybody has got to make a play for one another. And it starts with the O-line protecting, the quarterback getting rid of the ball in rhythm, the receivers running great routes. And it's just a matter of just being precise in what you do. There's no other way to explain it. And when you do get those opportunities, absolutely make the play.
Last two, Dan Dineen. Robert, how tough is it to have a rookie offensive coordinator and a rookie quarterback?
You want to say it shouldn't be tough. And I know that from a play caller standpoint, it's his first time calling the game and all that stuff. And obviously with a rookie quarterback and all that, it's going to be tough. But you do want to see growth day in and day out, and you want to see them, the entire offense just in general, you want to see that growth. You want to see that communication. You want to see that precision as we go. And I think we'll see it. I mean, like I said, I feel like we've been having great weeks of practice. Obviously, games are not showing it, but at the same time, we just got to stick to our guns, stick to our philosophy, stick to our professionalism, and try to find a way to convert all our practice habits to the football field and see if we can pull a good one together.
Robert, the receivers obviously could have made a couple of plays that would have changed the tenor of the game, particularly for Zach. But that aside, just what is your assessment of where Zach is after the third game, as opposed to after the first game where he made a lot of plays and showed toughness and resilience? It does seem like it's going in the wrong direction for him.
I don't want to sugarcoat anything, but he had his best week of practice. He really did in terms of eye placement, footwork in the pocket, stepping up and climbing in the pocket when he hit his back foot, going through his reads, 1-2, and being very deliberate in the way he worked. And he's just got to stick to that. He's just got to trust that process, and he's got to take what he got on the out in practice, and he's got to trust his week of preparation and bring it to the football field and execute at that level. And that, at the same time, everyone's got to pitch in. This is a collective effort, and it's something that we got to get fixed.
Thanks for listening to Jets Fifth Quarter Coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.